Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli Podcast. It's a good day, it's a good week, it's a good time to be alive.
It is actually the 2nd of the 2nd, 2022.
Yeah. What a portal.
What a portal. It is said that today is a good time to meditate and go really deep into your inner world.
Mm.
Connect with your intuition, listen into your dreams, and that this portal lasts apparently for a few days. So don't worry if it's not the 2nd when you listen to this. It's still fun. It's us, Suzanne here, and Annette
here.
And yeah, sisters, business partners. Sometimes we're also roommates. We're also surf friends, and we like to eat at the same places. We have the same mom and dad.
And we like the same thing.
Yeah, no, we have Radical Broccoli together. And some of you might be listening for the first time, or even hearing us or connecting with us for the first time. And I just want to say so warmly welcome. Thank you so much for coming in to our universe. And everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
We just love for you to join us in this adventure of life.
And today we have a really juicy episode, as you can probably tell from the title.
Mm.
This episode is all about that big jump.
Mm.
The one where you just freaking go for it.
Yeah.
Where you're standing on the edge of the cliff and you just want to stand there, but you go.
It's about those decisions and actions that actually change your life for the better.
Yeah.
And they don't actually have to be huge.
Mm.
But they will.
But today we're going to talk about those huge ones.
You will feel them in your system.
Yeah.
You will doubt yourself. You will have the fear. You'll have to go through it and come through on the other side. So freaking proud of yourself.
Mm. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We want to talk a little bit about our experiences.
Mm.
And
we have quite a few.
Yeah. About knowing your intuition. We want to talk about what happens after.
Mm.
What about failing? What about taking the wrong direction?
Mm.
And then we want to just give you our very best tips on these things.
Mm.
And I want to start out by saying that, I mean, I feel so good at where physically I am in my life right now.
Mm.
And how it has been shaped the last years by me.
Yeah.
With a lot of help and with a lot of guidance that I've seeked out. But still, I had this dream and suddenly I'm living it. And it's not perfect. Not at all. If you listen to last week's episode, like, I've been going through some things. And it isn't all what I thought it would be in my vision, but it's something else and completely magical still.
Mm.
And oftentimes I can hear like, oh, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. And it isn't about luck. It really is something that if I can do it, it's for everybody. But it takes a lot of freaking guts.
Mm.
It takes courage. It takes growth. It takes risks. Like, I risk so much. So it's more, I would say, that I do a lot of the work and then the universe meets me halfway. And then it becomes a magical combination.
Mm. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it and thinking of how we started to visualize and how we put in that work.
Yeah.
And step by step, how we, these days, like, we just talk about how is it possible to be in your own vision.
Mm.
It's so wild.
It's so wild.
It's like you want someone to pinch you to check if it's actually real.
Yeah. And yeah, so I'm not like, oh, stop saying luck. It's not like a criticism of that, but I'm just saying, like, it's not something, it's not like I fell out of bed one morning and it all happened. Like, no. It's work.
Yeah.
It is work. I'm not gonna lie about that. It's not, like, a coincidence.
And I think that goes for every single person who reaches what they dream of.
Mm.
They put in the work.
Yeah.
They are stubborn as hell.
Yeah.
They have a direction and they go in that direction.
Yeah.
Until they freaking reach what they want to do.
Yes. And that is what we're going to talk about today. So if you are in your life sitting on sort of the edge of your sofa, wondering if this is where you're supposed to be or if there's actually something else, then this is the episode for you.
And if you have that wonder, that's a big hint because you already know.
Yeah.
You're going to do something else. Maybe that scares you to hear it, but if you're wondering if there's something else for you, there is something else for you.
Yes.
If you're not happy, content, joyful, if you don't feel like you live the life of your dreams, there is something else for you.
Yeah. And life is here and now, and that's what we want to remind you. Mm. It's not starting in 40 years. It does not start when you retire.
No.
Don't wait.
It does not start when you have a house and the car and the kid and the man and the friends and the nice pictures.
Mm.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's the everyday moment. It starts now. It started when we were born.
Mm.
You can change it any day.
Yeah.
You can still change it even if you have commitments, relationships, houses, material things. Everything can change.
Mm.
I've also had that.
Yeah. And it's not like, how can I say? For some, that's the, like, we all have so different dreams and life goals.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, if you have that doubt or that dream, then, you know, it's because it's meant for you.
Mm. But and that's the interesting thing that I love to hear is that if you see someone living in a certain way or something that someone has, and you feel like a little bit maybe jealous or that, oh, it's annoying because you'll never have that. The opposite is true. You're feeling that because that's something that you can have if you just determine to get it.
Mm.
And the awful feeling that you're feeling is because you're blocking yourself from your highest good and from what your inner being knows it's possible.
So if this triggers you right now or stirs you, then keep listening because we're going to break it down for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. I want to know, when do you know that a change is needed or that something more is out there for you? Mm. What's that feeling like for you? And can you tell me the first time you felt it, like really, really felt it?
Yes. Yeah, and everything in this episode, just to start with that, is going to be based on our experiences.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different for everyone, but this is like our advice based on how we have lived and experienced things. And I think the first feeling that comes up for me is like a little bit of boredom at where I'm at, feeling like there's no challenge, and a lack of joy and happiness and spark. And then, for example, when I was in school studying economics, I really liked parts of it, and it was challenging in its way. But as soon as we got pretty quickly into talking about careers and what people were supposed to do and all these things, I instantly knew that I'm not going to do banking, I'm not going to do finance, I'm not going to do consulting. Because that wasn't my path, and I just felt that inside. And how it felt for me was a feeling that was, that wouldn't fulfill me. I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt so wrong. And that's very confusing when you're surrounded by a lot of people who feel like that's right for them, because then you start questioning yourself. You start questioning if what you're thinking is true and real, and if it's possible, and if you're wrong, and all of those things. Mm. So it's challenging when you're in a very homogenous environment.
Yeah, and especially you did really well in school, and you got all the internships, and I mean, you really could, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing also, which threw me a bit out, because I was like, if I'm doing well, isn't it supposed to be for me? And my parents were like, yeah, this is great. And, you know, you make people proud by getting certain jobs and stuff like that. But inside of me, I wasn't happy. And then that makes the leap very, very big. Because I went from something very stable, very secure, very accepted, very acknowledged, into doing something that I thought partly in my head was throwing away all my education, throwing away all the money I'd spent on education, all those years, 5 years of school, years of getting networking and, you know, knowing people and all of that. So that was one of the challenges that I had to work through.
Mm.
And that's basically only inside of me, my ego, my... my own fears.
Inside, I think it's because we've been surfing so much, but now I just see you on top of that huge wave. And it's like, should you lean back and go back to the safe, or should you take the drop?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a very clear vision I get in my head, at least when you're talking about it.
Okay.
And I want to know more about that inner knowing. We call it intuition, that voice saying like it's not right. How do you know to find that or to trust it or to even hear it?
Yeah. So what happened to me was very interesting, because first it started as this feeling of wanting to do something different than the trajectory that I was in. Excuse me. So firstly, I started looking for similar but different options. You know, like in the business world, but something green, something that could help the world, an organization that was better, those kinds of things. So I like looked around and talked to people and checked out the things. And then I think the universe came in and assisted me, because kind of swooped in with some challenges, health challenges. I started struggling with anxiety and my body and my energy and digestion and all of these things. And I feel like that was kind of a way to rock me. Because I don't know if I'd done what I did if it didn't become so clear for me.
So what happened?
So I started struggling with anxiety really, really bad. And it kind of threw me off the whole path of going into a serious job after my studies. Overall, I felt so hardly that I needed a break, and I didn't know what I was going to do afterwards. But I see now how that was so perfectly assisting me in doing the choice that I did. And I'm not saying it's going to happen like that for everyone, but a lot of people have this little bit of drama in their life to kind of nudge them in another direction, if we're not determined enough ourselves, if we're too scared, if we're this and that, but we still know, I think sometimes these things are going to happen.
Mm. So you got anxiety, and then it made it really clear for you that you can't, like, without your health, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And then you could feel like it just got worse thinking about going in that direction.
Yeah, I think I did this thing where I looked down my life into scenarios and kind of checked in with my body a little bit. And I checked, okay, if I'm going down this corporate world with these crazy work hours and all these things, I just felt claustrophobic, like I couldn't breathe, panic started coming. I just needed to get out. And then I had this alternative, taking a half year off. And I just felt that ease in my body, like, wow. Could it be that nice?
Mm.
I started asking myself, is it possible? Can I do that? Am I allowed to? Who is going to give me the permission?
Yeah.
Who should I ask? Should I ask someone? Do I need someone to tell me it's okay? All of these things. So that was that first clear vision of the two different alternatives. And that is kind of a good way to check in with yourself, because I like doing this where we see ourselves as the person we want to be, our highest self, our most beaming, gorgeous, happy, joyful self. Which life are you living?
Mm.
Is it alternative A that will take you there, or alternative B.
Yeah.
And check in with your body.
Mm.
How does it feel? Does your stomach tie up and your neck and your jaw and your eyes go like squinting, or do you relax?
Yeah.
And feel like you can breathe and be yourself?
Yeah.
Which alternative is that?
Yes, that is such, it's just such a good visual. I think a lot of people can recognize that situation. And I know for myself, I've been in this type of situation many times. It doesn't happen once in your life.
No.
It's like a continuous crossroad, and some things feel like you come across.
Yeah.
And I remember in 2019, we left for California.
Yeah.
And we had had this amazing year in Norway where we just released our book, Jonert.
Mm.
And work was just going crazy well. And it was just like the wildest year ever. And still inside, I was really just like, really wanted to get out of Norway.
Yeah.
And I just, when I closed my eyes and thought of my wildest dreams, it was not in Norway, but it was, you know, discovering the world, being in LA, being in California, being in Costa Rica. I had so many dreams and felt so inspired. And yet everybody told us, not like, you can't go now. Like, the stupidest thing to do. Don't run away just because you have a lot of work to do.
You lose chances.
Yeah, all of that.
Mm.
And, but still I had this really, really strong intuition. Like, go, go.
Mm.
And, but it was very, very hard to trust it, even then. And
we still did.
I don't know. We still just, we bought the tickets.
I think we have a healthy influence on each other with taking chances.
Yeah, that is actually true.
Hmm. Because it's never been a time where either you or I have had this idea of doing something and we've shared it and we've not done it.
No.
We've always encouraged each other.
Yeah. And so we booked the tickets, basically. We even brought Noah, your 6-month puppy, to... And that's another thing. Like, even just there, you can't travel with a dog.
Mm.
Yeah, you can.
It was so smooth. And so nice to have him.
Yeah. And he was a superstar. He even... I even walked him past Graduate Cafe and Willow Smith was sitting there and she was like, oh, that's the cutest dog.
Yeah, that's true. I really wish I was there, but I wasn't.
And we went to, we went to LA. We got to live in a family friend's beautiful house in Santa Monica.
Mm.
We went to Encinitas,
mm.
to Costa Rica. We spent Christmas with Cornelia, Birgitte, and some friends. Harry Potter marathon. It was just...
Gareth and Alida.
The most fabulous, amazing time.
Yeah.
Where I really felt like my soul just was so...
lit up.
Yeah. And I got such a faith in life. And it was probably one of the most memorable times ever. Some of the best memories I have.
Yeah.
But it was also one of the hardest times we've ever gone through. Because what also happens sometimes after you take these big leaps, which I think is so important to talk about, is something I remember Billy calling this black hole. Because we left and it was like crickets. It became so quiet in our business.
Mm.
And
also in our social media.
Yeah. And we were there and we had such a good time. But at the same time, in the back of our head, we were freaking out a bit because we were like, oh my God, did we actually ruin our business? Did it all go... we didn't follow the classical path. Is there even a classical path in that?
No, it really isn't.
But there, yeah.
But we had certain expectations also what we were going to achieve while we were there.
Yeah.
Like we wanted to translate our book, which we still haven't.
Yeah.
But sometimes, as you said, you have a dream. It doesn't turn out exactly as that vision.
No.
But it also shows you every single place you're lacking self-worth.
Yes.
Because this LA trip pointed out and pressed on all our buttons of self-worth. Mm. Because we didn't feel worthy of being there fully.
No.
We felt guilty still.
Yeah.
It was too good to be true.
Mm.
We felt like we shouldn't have so much fun. We should be more serious. We should work more. We shouldn't travel. We shouldn't spend all this money. Yada, yada, yada. All that guilt energy and fear kind of sets a limit to what you can experience.
Yes, and we had so many lessons.
Yeah.
And but even though it was these hard lessons, it was just like I look back at it and it was just such an amazing time.
Yeah.
And it's one of those moments where I'm just so freaking glad we went for it.
Yeah.
And then the time came to go home. And then it was like, yeah, it's enough now. Enough fun. We have to go home and be serious.
Yeah.
So when you see it from the outside, it's like for the first time we set ourselves free. We experienced life. We allowed ourselves to live exactly how we wanted. We had the best time. And then we said, no, it's enough. Stop.
Mm. No more fun. No, no more joy.
Yeah. Really?
Let's go into the guilt and fear and follow it.
Yes. Enough now. Now we have to go. Oh, no, no, no. It's too much.
Mm.
And so we went back, of course, because our visas run out. But still, it was like, oh, finally, we can breathe again. Now we can like not feel so guilty all the time.
Yeah. And I think we feared running out of money, too.
Yes. Which yeah, for sure.
We weren't even close, but we felt the fear.
Yeah. What I learned later in life is that these are the times where you actually break your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was the opposite. I thought that the going home part, the going back into fear, that was like the responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
I always thought that that was like life.
Mm. Life is hard, they say.
But actually, that's when you break your own heart and you break your own trust.
Yeah.
And that is, I've done that many times.
Yeah, and part of the lesson then from California trip was that you need to have a little bit of patience.
Mm.
And we needed to have some months to really meet ourselves, to work through the fear, to feel the fear and guilt, to release it.
Yeah.
And then to come out on the other side with a higher sense of self-worth and then seeing things manifest.
Yes.
Because in the black hole, in the void, in the... How I see the black hole is like this big space where you're just in doubt.
Mm.
You're just questioning. And you're just freaking out a bit.
Yeah.
You're wondering if things were the right... Did I do the right thing? Did I do the wrong thing? Which way to go? Should I go backwards, forwards?
Yes. You're literally like, imagine yourself
torn,
stretching and growing your self-worth. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. It hurts a little bit.
Mm.
And that can be felt in big and small situations.
Yes. But that's the beautiful thing about life and taking these risks is that it will stretch you so much. You will grow so fast. And
over time, you will be so familiar with that black hole that you know this is just a black hole.
Yeah.
This is just very triggering, but I'm going to go through it.
And it was such a good... it just gave, I think, our whole business this amazing foundation.
Yeah.
Really, we cracked open everything that was false, everything that didn't work, and we just...
Yeah.
Allowed ourselves to have something else.
I'm seeing it now as you're talking as this egg.
Mm.
Very hard egg. Hard shells, white on the outside, but it was a little bit black on the inside.
Yeah.
When we were in Norway. When we left, we cracked it open and it freaking hurt.
Yeah.
Parts were falling off, but inside there was a sparkling rainbow,
yeah,
glowing, colors were popping out of every single hole.
Mm.
And that process was painful, but inside, yeah, oh my God, magic.
And so, if we had listened to advice from everybody and asked everyone, we would have never left.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
So one of our advice is going to be to ask yourself, please, do not go asking everyone else for advice on how to live your life. Only you know.
Mm.
You are the only soul that's in your body,
mm,
having your soul experience, getting guidance from your guides or your intuition. That's only you. No one else could ever give you advice that can really hit the spot.
Yeah. And of course, like, ask yourself first and then sit with your answer. And then, yeah, you can ask for, you know, I ask my mentor, for example.
Yeah, for support, for clarity. But the funny thing is that it's also a big clue when we ask for advice.
Mm.
If we ask people like, do you think this is the right job for me? Then you already know it isn't. Is he the right guy for me? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes we are in doubt a bit. And
yeah,
things get a little bit frustrating and unclear. So it's not to make any like hasty decisions based on that one doubt. But you know, if you're in doubt.
You're in doubt.
Yeah.
And then I just think also time is such an important thing, because, and trust. So the story about California and like how our job, like we couldn't figure out how to make it work abroad. And then we kind of, I think we gained this new belief that we have to be in Norway to make it work.
Yeah.
And so
that's something that we do. We create beliefs.
Mm.
That kind of become like crutches.
Yeah. So that's what we believed, and so it was. And that's when the pandemic kind of started, and we were forced to be in Norway anyways.
Yeah, at least for a little while.
Yeah, for the beginning. And that was really an invitation to, for me at least, I was so, I felt literally soul crushed.
Yeah.
It was my worst nightmare. And I felt stuck. And I understood that this was a time that I had to... Like, I didn't even think... This wasn't my thinking brain, but emotionally and intuitively, I just knew that I wanted to work on myself, yeah, and go really deeper.
Mm.
That's when I think for the first time I really started...
With Billy.
With Billy. And that was a hardcore train.
Yeah.
But so revolutionizing.
Mm.
And such, what can I say, transformative time.
Yeah.
And to go even deeper and to actually, that's when I learned that I had to look at those quote unquote ugly parts that came up, or those negative sides and those emotions, and learn to see everything that I had been so afraid of and sort of hidden away under the rug.
Mm.
And it was not very pretty process. It wasn't like rosy, but it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And Billy was also one of those people who taught me so much about these jumps.
Mm.
I've talked about this in another episode, but for example, I had this friend that it was like, yeah, it's okay. I feel shitty every time we hang out, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, it's not fine.
No.
You actually have to tell her you can't be friends anymore.
Mm.
And that's another kind of leap and jump that will change your life forever, where you kind of have to train your nervous system.
Yeah, and it also is partly raising your worthiness.
Yeah.
Because do you believe that you're worthy of having friends that don't treat you well?
Mm.
Then so you stay at a very low place of worthiness. And yes, that's what you're going to attract into your life in,
yeah,
all situations.
Yes.
if you feel like you're worthy of having fantastic people around you, then you have to let go of some relationships.
Yeah. And
it's really hard.
And so worth it.
So worth it. But it's hard for our humanness.
Yeah.
Our soul is like, I need this.
Yes. And it's good for both parts, as we've talked about before.
Mm.
But then, you know, as time passed on, there was time for another jump, sell the apartment.
Mm.
Same story. Oh, what's my dad going to say? What's my mom going to say? This is not economically the smartest thing to do. You should invest in da 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 da.
What's the market going to say? Or how's the market? Is it a good timing? What about keeping investments forever? Smartness? Ba ba ba.
Yeah, same thing. Boom, did it.
Did it.
Went through all the emotions, all the fear, all the layers, all the guilt, like... And so much growing up. Like, you can't live your life wanting to please your parents. It's going to be extremely boring.
Many people do. Most people do.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that even mom and dad listen to our podcast, so we know this. But as we have talked about before, we choose our parents, we think, at a soul level, to challenge you into becoming the person that you really have potential to be.
Yeah.
And that means that you have to break, you have to like challenge yourself towards their trajectory.
Mm.
Because they're showing you an alternative.
Mm.
And if you feel like something else is for you, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And that's your soul showing you.
Mm.
And they will push all your buttons. That's what our families do. Yes. Because we need to grow.
Yeah.
And they know that on a soul level.
And I just think about my mom. Like, she grew up with parents very unemotionally unavailable.
Unemotionally unavailable.
Emotionally unavailable. Super challenging parents.
Mm.
And then she, on her end, grew up to be this incredible leader.
Incredible mother.
Incredible mother. Like, her having such a bad experience, like, her mission was to be the best mom she could be.
Yeah. Oh, gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, and that's how, you know, and...
That's a good example of your soul. Choosing parents that shape you.
Yes.
Through the challenges, through the freaking hardship, through all the therapy you have to go through, all the transformation you have to do, all that work.
Yes.
All the money you have to spend on changing. Coming out as a butterfly on the other side.
Exactly. Yes, so then, you know, the next big jump was Portugal.
Yeah. Again.
Again. It's like a cycle. And then for me after that, it was another jump, Costa Rica.
That's what I wanted to ask you now.
Yeah.
How did you know you had to go from Portugal to Costa Rica? Because you had a pretty nice life in Portugal, didn't you?
I had a beautiful life in Portugal. But I think it was a combination of... It was nice and comfortable. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fulfilling me on all my levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have settled for it.
Yeah.
Again, it was comfortable. But I... think that I set such a high intention for my life and for my business and what I want to experience. And I feel like a broken record, but I've said this so many times. I visualized Playa Hermosa. I visualized living in Santa Teresa so many times in meditation that, like, my soul literally just called for it.
Yeah.
And rationally in my mind, I was like, oh, that's freaking unpractical.
Yeah.
Really
far away.
Yeah, like, is now the time?
But there is a big hint in that story you're saying now, and that is when you do your meditations, your visualizations, oftentimes they ask you to see yourself in your happy place.
Mm.
And where that is, that gives you a hint.
Exactly.
That is your soul or your... call it whatever, something in you is calling you to experience exactly that.
Yeah.
And if that is a warm beach or in the woods or at the mountains, that is something that resonates with you on a soul level. And this we also talked about yesterday in our membership with Alyssa.
Yeah.
Talking about astrogeography, and we did that exact exercise. Because she said, don't just look on your astrogeography map.
Yeah.
Check in with yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you had that clear vision.
I had that clear vision and that dream. But that's why I wanted to tell a California story. I had that fear. Oh no, but going that far away means work won't happen. That's probably going to be bad for business.
Or it's going to be too warm or too complicated.
And people here are like, yeah, you can't work here. It's too... You get too lazy. There's so many things, so many sayings.
And you can't have a shop in Norway and live in Costa Rica. Can't do that. No one has done that before.
Yeah. And I just think that this moment in my life has been so beautiful on this whole ride, which is why it's like today, the second, in the second 2022, it's such a beautiful episode to make because now all things just matched up. We've never had such a good time with our business.
Mm.
We've never been so aligned in what we put out into the world with...
And so authentic.
And so ourselves.
Yeah.
There's nothing that feels a little bit... Like, everything feels 100% fantastic to share.
Mm.
And it's working. Like, it really is flowing.
Yeah. And we still have a little bit of a hard time believing that it's true, I think.
Yes.
And that's... Yeah, you know, the brain jumps in and wants to say that it's not perfect all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Don't say it out loud.
It's hard. It's tricky. It's hard. It's challenging. We've had hard times.
Yeah, we have had hell times. We spent like 2 hours crying yesterday because we have had such big fights.
Yeah.
But still, I'm like proven to myself that following... this intuition and that
taking aligned choices.
Taking aligned choices and that the dream is actually meant for you because you dream it.
So good. It's so, so good. Wild. It's like that ice cream that you want to have. You can have it all the time.
You can have it. You
can have it in every day.
Yeah. And it's just taking time. It's taking time. It took a lot of time.
It took a lot of time.
And a lot of inner work.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention business-wise, like how we've turned it around business-wise is that we've flipped every coin. We've investigated every corner, every little grain of sand. Nothing has gone unchecked. Is it aligned for us? Is it not? Aligned or not? Aligned or not? Aligned or not?
Mm.
And with aligned, I mean... How can you explain that? Aligned with our soul's purpose. Aligned with our intention. Does it take us where we want to get? Does it feel good?
Can we sell this product? And is that aligned with... We want to bring out authentic, amazing products that make people feel better. Can we sell this product?
Yeah.
And of course, we can't sell a product that doesn't support that.
No.
That would be... That just wouldn't work.
No, but it even goes down to the people... Every person behind their brands, we need to match.
Yeah.
We need to have a similar intention.
Mm.
And there have been many people we have said no to because it hasn't been a match.
Yeah.
It hasn't been with full integrity or something has felt off or we haven't been respected fully. We haven't been matched with what we put in energetically or monetarily or physically, time-wise. So, yeah, we've kind of flipped everything and...
And, of course, we've gotten... I think we've learned a lot as businesswomen.
Yeah.
We've kind of gone on this whole road of how the hell do we structure ourselves? We don't want to be in the old kind of business paradigm.
Mm.
But still, we've now learned that we are... We have a business and we have a really, like, set structure and we take it very seriously.
Yeah. It deserves a high level of respect.
Mm.
And behind that business is our two personal lives. And specifically as two partners, it is our relationship. And that's the foundation of everything.
Mm.
But that this is a whole new episode.
Yeah.
It's a whole other topic.
Yes, but we would
it
never...
It is related.
Yeah, it's super related. We would never be here if we hadn't taken all these jumps.
No.
And just proven to ourselves. Like, I wanted to prove to me what was possible.
Mm.
So that we can share it with others what's actually possible. Because we didn't start off, like... anywhere else. It's not like we knew something that other people didn't know. It was just, we did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference. And you can say that I did it.
Yeah. That's actually the difference. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it?
Yeah.
Are you going to wait until you get permission, acceptance? Someone loves you enough for you to do it? Until no one is annoyed by you doing it?
Good luck with that.
I mean... until no one judges you, that's never gonna happen. We've probably been so judged and so talked behind our backs and like people questioning, what the hell? Are you always on vacation? All those questions.
Mm.
But they're always reflecting a feeling inside of us.
Yeah.
Showing us where we need to grow. Showing us where we need to grow. Which inner beliefs do we have? They always mirror back in the world and it's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed even just talking about this in this episode, I'm like, oh, we shouldn't say that things are this, you know? Like, still, there's a part of me that...
so much resistance.
Has resistance to saying that out loud.
Yeah. But this is one of the biggest beliefs that I think most people have is happiness.
Mm.
And how we're allowed to be happy.
Yeah.
Because we don't feel like we are.
No.
We don't feel like we're allowed to be it. At least not so much of the time.
No.
Maybe sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe when I have a glass of wine.
Maybe. And the connected to that is the fear that every time we're happy, something's going to go to shit.
Mm. Yeah.
And if, you know, what we believe is what happens.
Yeah. So we want to just end off this episode by really sharing our tips and summing them up.
Yeah.
But I think the first one is one of the biggest things I've learned from this roller coaster has been don't be afraid of failure. Because I feel like I've failed so many times, but now when I connect the dots after, it's never been a failure.
Nothing is ever a failure.
Ever. It's just been an invitation to either go deeper into me and figure out what's underneath the layers and where am I acting from.
Hmm.
Or it's been, this is not your direction. You need to go here.
Yeah.
So if your biggest fear is failure, try to think that thought out because there's really no such thing.
No, it doesn't exist. It does not exist. We can make mistakes, but it's not a failure. And that is just a story that's created, you know, in media, in drama, in gossiping. People like to say, point out things that fail.
Mm.
It's not true.
Mm.
Every person going through a challenge comes out stronger on the other side, if they choose to.
Mm. And secondly, allow yourself to dream big.
Yeah.
I have this surfboard that, we were like, maybe we'll surf that once in our lifetime. And now we both surfed it. We were like, what? We didn't even set high enough goal for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we had such, I still think it's super challenging, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But.
It didn't take a lifetime.
No. It was just such a reminder that you actually will achieve the goals you set and the aims you set.
And
so
aim a little
think
bit high.
Big. Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, I don't want to be one of those podcasts that where everybody feels like you have to be like, you have to be a New York best-selling artist, like all of this crap. Like, define success in your own terms.
Yeah.
You can be whatever you want. Like, how do you want to feel?
Mm, that's the most important thing in the visualization is how do you want to feel in your dream life, in your everyday?
Want to feel rich, want to feel abundant, want to feel happy.
Want to feel free.
Yeah.
And flowing.
Want to feel magnetic.
And visualize and ask yourself these questions from your highest self.
Mm.
when you feel clear, happy, when you feel super inspired, what is it that you want to do?
Yeah.
In contrast, when you feel afraid and want to hold back, what is it that you want to do then? Mm-hmm. That's when you always want to go to what you call safe.
Yeah.
Safe is not safe.
Yeah.
That's also very important to remember. When you call something your safe job,
yeah,
or your safe this and that, that's just an excuse.
I spent 2 years after graduating playing it safe. I've never been so miserable in my entire life. No. That was not safe. I got sick.
Yeah. It's just it's an illusion.
Yeah. And I thought I was doing the right thing. And I mean, I'm not going to go back and blame myself, but no, it was not safe.
Yeah. And then, yeah, a good question also. If it didn't depend on money or timing, what would you do and when?
Mm.
Where would you go? What would you do? Where would you, which education, travel, job, relationship, which experience would you want to have?
Mm.
That also gives you a great indicator.
Yeah. And then, lastly, I just want to say that no one is going to give you permission.
No.
There's no need to wait for it. It's not going to come.
It's probably going to be the opposite. You're going to be challenged in your wishes and beliefs.
So you have to be the one. And this is something I wish someone told me, because I was waiting so long for that permission.
Mm.
So, so, so long. And it never came.
No.
Except it came for me.
Yeah. That's the way.
So, yeah. Right.
Dear listeners, this is wrapping up for today.
Yes.
My crooked voice. I don't know what's happening. But we have a magical day ahead.
Yeah.
We might go surfing for a second time.
I'm going to, we're going to work, and then I have acupuncture.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm feeling so much better than last week already.
It's so good.
I think I spent the whole weekend crying, healing, writing letters, purging. Yeah. Oh, so fucking hard, but...
And we had to have some conversations that we don't like to have.
But that's a part of it.
Yeah. And then on the other side, it's like, oh, this sigh of relief.
Mm.
And go through a challenging time and you grow together.
Yeah.
Like we constantly do, and we seem to choose this over and over again.
Yes.
We've chosen each other in this life.
What do you think your next jump is going to be?
Hmm. Whoa. My next jump? I don't know. Maybe creating a family?
Yeah. Wow, that's big.
Yeah. I mean, do you mean like big milestones in life?
No, I mean, like, now you're here, what do you think is your next, like?
Maybe something business-wise? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What do you think is yours?
I mean, it's probably going to be where is my next home is going to be, where I'm going to live next, I think. Because now I have this vision until April, but after that it's pretty blank, so I'm not sure.
Mm.
So there's probably going to be a choice there. Like, do I stay here? Do I go somewhere else?
Mm.
I don't know.
Life is full of surprises.
Yeah. You plan and then you think you plan.
Mm. And then things change.
Yeah.
But that's beautiful.
Mm.
So I hope this inspired you. I hope it pushed some of your buttons. I hope you got some valuable advice. Mainly to listen to yourself.
Mm.
Because you know, oh my god, you know so well. And that thing that interests you so much, investigate that a little closer.
Yeah.
Because that can become what you do for a living.
Yeah.
And it can feel so random, so small, so hobby, so tiny, but you can do that. Honestly, you can do that.
Yeah.
So have a beautiful evening or morning or day. And we wish you just all the best.
Thank you for listening.
Ciao.